Chapter 1. Looking Closely at the World. As a child, Dorothea Lange often felt different. She felt like an outsider who did not fit in. Born in Hoboken, New Jersey in 1895, she contracted polio at age 7. The disease damaged her right foot and left her with a bad limp. At age 12, the shy and self-conscious girl went with her mother to live in New York City. After school, Lange would visit her mother at her job. She sat by the window to look at people walk by. Other times, she pretended to be a spy. She watched people very closely, as if her eye was a camera lens. Caption: Dorothea Lange captured the feelings of different people in society through her photography. After graduating high school, Lange told her mother that she wanted to be a photographer. She did not own a camera and had not yet taken a picture. She knew, however, that she was meant to express herself through photography. Lange soon began studying at Columbia University with photographer Clarence H. White. White felt that the goal of photography was to take a sharp, honest image. Lange learned how to look upon the camera as a natural part of her. She tried to show the truth in her subjects. The promising artist bought a large camera. She took pictures and developed her prints in a sturdy chicken coop in her backyard. Caption: Lange had a good eye for detail.